Tariff ruling sparks uncertainty for U.S. importers. The U.S. Court of International Trade has dealt a significant blow to President Trump's recent tariffs imposed under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974. On May 7, a three-judge panel ruled that the administration unlawfully imposed a 10% duty on all articles imported into the United States. This decision marks a major setback for the Trump administration's efforts to impose tariffs on certain goods. The ruling has significant implications for U.S. importers who have been affected by these tariffs. The two companies at the center of this lawsuit, which challenged the Section 122 tariffs, are currently based in Washington state. These companies had sought relief from the tariffs, which were imposed following a Supreme Court decision regarding the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, tariffs. The CIT's ruling provides specific relief to these parties involved in the case, but it does not extend to all importers. The U.S. is expected to appeal this decision promptly, leaving the ultimate outcome uncertain for some time. This means that importers who had been affected by the Section 122 tariffs may still face uncertainty and potential costs as a result of the ruling. The CIT's decision also highlights the need for careful consideration when it comes to filing lawsuits to seek relief from tariffs. The trade firm Mowry & Grimson has stated that they are evaluating whether to advise interested importers to file their own lawsuits to seek immediate injunctive relief. However, timing is a key consideration in this process, and it is unclear whether an importer could obtain an injunction before the Section 122 duties expire on July 24, 2026. The Section 122 tariffs were limited to a 150-day period and are scheduled to expire soon. This means that importers who had been affected by these tariffs may still face uncertainty and potential costs as a result of the ruling. The fact that an injunction could last only weeks or days also adds complexity to this process. The RV Industry Association has announced that it will continue to provide information on this topic, including guidance on whether importers should file their own lawsuits. This is a critical development for U.S. importers who are seeking relief from the Section 122 tariffs. For those looking to stay up to date on tariffs currently enacted, there is a comprehensive tariff tracker available. This resource provides detailed information on various tariffs and their implications for U.S. importers. Importers can also contact Samantha Rachi, Director of Federal Affairs at the RV Industry Association, for additional information. The decision by the U.S. Court of International Trade highlights the need for careful consideration when it comes to trade law. The complexities of these laws can have significant implications for U.S. importers, and it is essential that they seek professional advice when navigating this process. As the situation continues to unfold, one thing is clear: the ruling has sparked uncertainty among U.S. importers who had been affected by the Section 122 tariffs. With the U.S. expected to appeal the decision promptly, the ultimate outcome remains uncertain for some time.